نعمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية فادخلي في عبادي وادخلي جنتي. This is a short ayat at the end of the Surah Fajr. We often read this verse. We hardly understand the meaning or the what the ayat is demanding from us. And normally this surah is read when somebody dies, go bury him at that time, normally they read it. The first thing that Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyatuha an-nafsul mutmainnah, O the soul who is completely at ease and happy. Happy with what? That's why Quran is saying. We use the word in Urdu all the time. Mujhe itminan nahi hai. What does mean itminan nahi hai? Same thing. But mutmainna means completely at ease with whatever Allah Ta'ala has commanded, do or don't, whatever it is. In other words, complete submission to Allah Ta'ala, which has, like any servant or anybody, you work anywhere, the officer or whatever it is, the work that you do, if it pleases him, he is happy completely. The first thing is that mutmainna, that means completely at ease with whatever Allah Ta'ala has commanded. But then Allah Ta'ala describes two other types of nafs. There are three types of nafs. One is, which I just explained, nafsul mutmainna, which is completely at ease with whatever command Allah Ta'ala has given. Other nafs is, Surah Yusuf, there is a nafs in us, everybody has it, good or bad, person who is high up or low up, it is there. When this person commits a wrong, or defies Allah Ta'ala's command, it pricks you. You may not respond to it, that's something else. But at the initial stage, it does prick you. And the first time, if you don't listen to it, you are at ease, and you don't care about it, then you do it a second time. It again pricks. Not only that, after a few times, although one becomes expert in whatever you're doing wrong, does. But it keeps breaking, even at that time. When the first time a person commits a crime, his legs are moving this way or that way, what's happening, trembling, and that he doesn't listen to it. But the nafs does tell you, this is not right. Don't listen to it. That's why in the hadith, in the Quran, it says, when first time a person commits a wrong or defies Allah Ta'ala's command, a black dot appears on the heart. And he continually do it, then it completely covers the heart. What it means, he becomes completely at ease whatever he is doing. Second type of nafs is also, it's called nafs al-lawwama, translated. The whole surah there. What the nafs al-lawwama does, that when you do wrong, it does warn you. And when you do something good, it also gives you think, I'm somebody. It gives a sense of pride, a sense of I'm somebody. You look at the other person, that I am better than him, something like that. That's also wrong. So on the other hand, that is whatever you are doing, and you think I am the best person I've done, and this often happens. If you look, especially among the scholars, this is too much. The kind of thing which I have spoken, nobody is speaking. Or, if somebody points out this is not right, but because of his pride, he refuses to accept. That's what used to happen with the Quraysh. When the Allah Ta'ala Rasulullah used to explain, they're not saying, they're not, take it. And therefore, it is the pride that also is wrong. So the Lavama works both ways. One is commands you to do wrong. That's already there. The other says, if you do anything wrong, it does warn you, may not pick you too hard, but it does create a kind of dissatisfaction or a sense of pride, which is also wrong. So Quran talks about three types of nafs, but Quran demands nafsul mutmainna. That is a completely at ease whatever Allah Ta'ala has given. Say for example, if you employ somebody for whatever work you assign to him, this is your work you must do. If he doesn't do that work, but one thing he does very quietly, nowadays the Rabiul Awwal month also, but one thing he does quite nicely, that always praises you, always very thing. So after a few weeks, you say, why you go? I don't need you. I wanted you to do this work. I don't need your praise. But that's exactly the point. So the thing is, this nafs mutmainna is completely at ease with the command which Allah Ta'ala has asked you to do. Don't do and don't both ways. Then Allah Ta'ala says, if you have attained the nafs mutmainna, the next issue is, how do you attain the nafs mutmainna? Nafs mutmainna, this is a practical thing. In any profession you take it, any profession, there is a theory and there is a practice. Somebody will have to teach you, even carpentry or any other, take any ordinary thing, you have to learn under somebody. And then the practice make you perfect. You will not get any degree of law, you will not get a degree of medicine, not degree of accountancy, any degree whatever, until unless you have got a practical training, you get a certificate, this is the thing only then. So if that happens everywhere, Sahaba Karam Radhiyallahu Ta'ala Majma'in, they had learned the deen, did not read it. So they were learning whatever Rasulullah was doing. Sallu kama ra'aytu muni usalli, you pray as I see me pray. A Baddu Sahabi was reading the namaz, and Rasulullah watching him. And after that, namazi comes. He says, Salli al-Nagaram to Salli. You pray because you did not pray. So he went back. Two or three times it happened. 70 times Rasulullah said, Salli al-Nagaram to Salli. You did not pray. How do I pray? This was. He showed her to Bakr radiallahu ta'ala who was praying. See how he prayed. So complete tranquility in the sense that whatever Allah Ta'ala has commanded that you do. So it is an absolute mutmainna, but to you with the certificate, Allah Ta'ala says, تَجَعَتَ الْنَفْسُ مُتْمَنَيْنَا اَرْجَعِي إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ رَاضِيَةً مَرْضِيَةً. Now you are entitled to be called my banda. This is what Allah Ta'ala says. اَرْجَعِي إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ رَاضِيَةً مَرْضِيَةً, in such a way that you are completely at ease, happy with whatever command Allah Ta'ala has given. Ya ayatul mutmanna, irja'i ila rabbika. Now Allah Ta'ala could have used the word Allah, but Allah did not use the word Allah. Like the first wahi when it was revealed, iqra bi ismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. There also Allah Ta'ala used the word Rabb. Why? Allah could use the word Allah. Because Rasulullah had some question in his mind, and that was, who am I? Who created me? Why have I been created? That answers the question. That is, Rabb means not only I have created you, but also have provided for you to sustain yourself. This is what the Rabb is. That's why in Arabic, the head of the family, the father, is known as Rabbul Bayt, because he provides. And the mother is known as Rabbatul Bayt, because she does things. There's Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, because he not only created you, but he provided you things, looks after you. To aji ila rabbika ra'aytu, again, a sense of gratitude to Allah Ta'ala that I have created you and I have provided you the provision also for this thing. Ila rabbi. In such radiyatan mardiyah, in such a way that I am happy with you are happy with me. Ya ayyuhan nafsul mutmainnah, aji ila rabbika ra'aytu mardiyah, means you have submerged your own desire, your own wish into the wish of your Rabb. This is exactly what happened. The servant that you appoint, any employee that you do, he completely submits his will to the will of his master, whatever it is. Okay. If you don't listen, you won't accept it. So the thing is this, يَا أَيُّتَنُ الْمَيْنَةِ اِرَجْعِي إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ رَاضِيَةً مَرْضِيَةً. If you have that, then Allah Ta'ala give you the certificate, فَتْقُلِي فِي عَبَادِي. Only then you will be entitled into the club of my servant, عبادي. What is عبادي? You see, abd is a very endearing term in the Quran. Whenever Allah Ta'ala address Rasulullah Sallam or say Rasulullah Sallam, use the endearing term abd. When you read the kalima, la ilaha illallah Muhammad abduhu wa rasuluh. So look at the word abd, that means the one who has completely submitted without any hesitation, submerged his will into this. This is what abd is. So radiyata mardiya fatkuli fa ibadi. You are now entitled, because you have attained the condition which I have put. Only then you will be able to enter into my servant, my ibadi. See how it did. Fatkhuli jannati. Jannat belongs to me. Who is entitled to that? Only one person who is entitled is that who has got a certificate of my abd. And who is the abd? He is the one who is completely happy, satisfied with the command which Allah Ta'ala has given you, do's and don'ts. Only then this happened. Now if you read the whole verse as I just explained to you, it looks very simple. But let me tell you this, that is the important thing is this, how do you attain this nafsul mutmainna? That's the issue. Allah Ta'ala said that one of the verses in the Quran, says Surah Tawbah, يَا أَيُّهَا آمَنُوا كُنُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. Now Allah Ta'ala says, all those people who have accepted Iman, keep the company of good people. Now just listen, just think about 1 minute about this. Who are the first recipient, who are the first addressee of the Quran? Of course, Quran was revealed to Rasulullah. But to whom is he reciting this? To whom Quran is addressing this? One thing you must understand, that Quran was responding to the community which was there. The Quran was not haphazardly done. Quran was responding to what was happening at that time. So if Quran is asking the Sahaba Karam radhiyallahu ta'ala ajma'in to keep the company of good people to where you and I stand. And therefore, who is the Sadiqeen? Sadiqeen are those who have got the Iman and whose deeds are according to the commands of Allah, do's and don'ts, who are saved from the Nafsa Mara, who are saved from Nafsa Lawwama, only then they attain the Nafsa Mutmainna. And therefore, the good people is a company that you have to learn. Who is a good people? Nobody will come coming and tell you, look, I am a good people, you come to me. Like when you get sick, severely sick, you want to go to a doctor, you have no contact with anybody. So what do? You ask your friends, which doctor I should consult? Who has its reputation? You're going to ask everybody this way, this way, this way. And then somebody advises you, such as a doctor, a neurologist, or neurosurgeon, or the orthopedic, or specialty, or any other disease, whatever it is. And once he tells you, then you go to the doctor. When you go to the doctor, you submit yourself, is an operation or anything like that. There you don't demand from the doctor, show me your certificate first. Where did you get your degree? What you have done? Only then I am going to submit myself. You don't ask. You completely at ease, you go, you submit yourself completely. Whether you die on the operation table or don't die, you just don't ask your second question. Do that. So no good person, no person who is a muttaqi, who is at ease with Allah Ta'ala's command, do's and don'ts, nobody will come and tell you. And then once you do that, then you follow what he is saying. Follow what he, how he is doing things. Don't run after his house or anything, because a human being is a human being. Sometimes you may do something, or somebody may tell you something, you have no way to know what he's done, can create you a bad feeling or suspicion. That's not right. So therefore the Sahaba Karam Ajmaeen also learn in the company of Rasulullah, and Sahaba learn from each other who was in the company of Rasulullah. When you go to Madinah Munawwara, you see the Sufa, which is the first madrasa which was done. And there, the people learning 24 hours, how to make the namaz, how to read this, how to do this, how to do this, how to do this. Sahaba Karam used to look at Rasulullah, how Rasulullah was doing. And they copied exactly as it is. So it is a practical, this verse which I just recited to you, this is a practical explanation, practical thing for a moment to live in this world, in order to attain that, so that you are happy at the end when you're going, where Allah Ta'ala can give you certificate, yes, he is my banda, and therefore he is entitled to enter into my Jannat. Wa akhru da'wana rabbil alameen, make dua for me and make dua for you, that Allah Ta'ala gives us the tawfiq to be able to completely be at ease with the command. Look, and this way we'll be able to attain the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, then give you the certificate. أبي يا مطمئنا ربنا تقبل منا السميع العليم وصلى الله تعالى على خلقه محمد وعلى أزواجه وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.